Blog Talk Radio. Today is June 26, 2010, and you're listening to Oracle Radio. We're broadcasting live from the United States to all the wonderful people in the world. I'm Shin Shuri, your host.
And I am Sunny, your co-host. Hope everybody is enjoying their day today. I am certainly enjoying mine.
Yes, I'm enjoying mine too, because we broadcast our first Ustream video. And we had some serious technical difficulties, but I'm pleased to know, I'm pleased to announce that it pretty much got off to a good start without, you know, the fact that our co-host viewer went down on us. It was a live stream. But, and then I had to do some impromptu, did pretty good, kind of looked back at some of the shows, I mean, some of the live broadcasts before we came in here, and I did what I could since it was our first one. But I'm hoping that on our next Ustream broadcast that things will go a lot smoother. It will go a lot smoother. The technology can give you a little bit of headache. But we gave a little preliminary outline about today's show and the theme for our show. And today's title of our show is Where's Your Focus? I just wanted to bring back an announcement that we made in our live Ustream broadcast, and that was that yesterday was a one-year anniversary, okay, of an international legend. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson, died a year ago yesterday. It's a one-year anniversary of his death. And so today, we celebrate his life and memory as a part of our show. We want you to know that This thing that we have going for this show is really special, given the fact that at the time that Michael Jackson actually wrote the song with his brothers in the Jackson 5 during their Victory reunion, and they did like the Victory album during that time, they wrote the song, and we want to ask you the question that they asked. Can you feel it? That's what we're up to today. Can you feel it? The real question is, can you feel it? And what is the premise of our questioning? Well, the premise behind that is that if you are able to feel it, that's one thing. But if you're not, that's something totally different. And so our focus today is to help you get back in focus with your own life so you can feel it. Are you out of focus, lost, or confused about your life? Do you even care? All right, that's a very important question. If you answered yes, not sure, or you don't know, this show is our challenge to you today. The challenge today is for you to get your focus back, okay? And if you've lost it, and if you have never found it, then the challenge is for you to find it. All right, and if you are already focused, then your challenge is to stay on track. So armed with the right tools, you'll be able to stay focused, find your focus, or get back in focus so you can feel the power of your own energetic wisdom. And I just want to do this one more time for you. We want you to feel it. All right? That's what we want you to do. What do you have to say about that, Summer?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for being such a calm person under pressure, and that is definitely a good trait that is surfacing. And in terms of feeling it, I am not feeling my browser. I am not feeling my laptop right now. I'm feeling you, sister. We're there in spirit, even when technical difficulties want to interfere with that spirit. we can keep on. So thank you for bringing the word. We're going to keep moving. And Firefox is not my friend today, but we're going to work it out.
Yeah, we're going to work out. We're going to work out them kinks. Because
it's going to be all
even
right.
Even though our show was a little stovepipe, you know, for our video stream, it turned out to be pretty good, even though I had to do some impromptu stuff that I hadn't prepared for. But I handled it. I rose to the occasion. It's a little choppy, but
I did it.
I handled it, right? So, but next time, in 2 weeks, I believe, you know, we will have worked out all of our kinks. You know, we thought we'd have a smooth ride, but, you know, sometimes, you know, life and technology will always throw a curveball at you, right? So,
yes.
So one more comment I want to make about today's show is we will be walking you through the process of what we talked about in our Ustream video broadcast, the Johari Window. It's a tool. It's a psychological tool that can be used to help you get your focus back. That's what we're up to here today, to help you get back in focus. And I'm just feeling so much. I'm energized even after all of that. I'm like, got past that little hump, and now I'm just so energized. So I'm hoping I don't be so stoic on this, and I can just stay level-headed here.
Oh, we're going to work it out.
We're going to work it out. We hope that your experience with us today will help guide you along the path to your own personal mastery and self-development. The real challenge, though, is overcoming the fear of being totally authentic with yourself and others. That's what we're really trying to do here. We be bold and courageous. That's what we want you to do. We want you to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's, you know, it's you got to get into a space where you can handle the pressure even when you don't like it. You can still do it, and I was so proud of myself, even though I was a little choppy with it. I'm like, so the next time that happened, I'm going to be even that much better than I was today because I've experienced it, and I've overcome the fear of being, you know, having something like that happen to me, right? So engage others, all right? We want you to step out outside of your comfort zone. Engage others, you know, to learn more about yourself. Okay, and be willing to do the same for others. Be both the evaluator, right, and the evaluated. That means do it both. You want to evaluate people, you want them to evaluate you, and you don't want to be fearful of evaluation because it's a good thing. See it as a positive experience. And I'm going to turn it over to Sunny, and he's going to give you some announcements, which are typical weekly, biweekly announcements, review from our previous show. And then I'll get our topic started today. Where's your focus? And we're going to get our listeners back on track.
All right. Okay. Just in terms of announcements, Shinshuri already told you that we're going to try and work on that Ustream broadcast a little bit more. I do apologize to Shinshuri. But that gave you the opportunity to dig deep, sister. That's what I was working on. The spirit was moving through the IT wires to not work, so you could go out there and yourself and work on the show. Anyway, as always, all of you are invited to submit a request to be a guest host on the show. Please visit Oracle Radio Live show page or on our website to submit your request. Also, be mindful that members can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can bookmark the show as a favorite in your profile. And if you listen via iTunes, be sure to rate the show to let others know how you feel about our presentations, our conversations. Also, please be mindful to join the Oracle Learning Community. We know you know that membership is free. We constantly are putting new ideas, new exciting pieces out there in terms of plans, shows, and learning resources. So we plan to keep you engaged and to stimulate your mind. So sign up today. Our web address is, of course, the 3Ws, oraclesoftruth.org. Now, what I want to do, and thanks, Shinshuri kind of led us in, I want to go into our previous show where we were talking about living for more, living more than just for yourself. Got to look at the words there. Live more than for yourself. And that was the topic of our last show. In terms of a few takeaways, just want to read off about a few points for you. Where there is clutter in your life, is it in your closet, your car, or your mind? Take time to clean up the cobwebs of your life so you can begin building the goals that will last beyond your own lifetime. So, and that kind of leads to point two. In terms of goals leading beyond your lifetime, I shared a story that my grandmother was asking me this question about what's one of the best gifts you can have. And this is during the last show. And I didn't know the answer. This is when I was much younger. And by the way, she turned 99 the other day. She said charity, because charity can extend beyond yourself. Even after you're long gone from this place, your charitable acts, your charitable contributions, your legacy of sorts can extend beyond yourself. So it is this legacy that you will leave behind. Build your legacy now so you can make an impact now and after you move on from this earth. Three, when we begin to demand corporate responsibility first as part of the types of products and services offered, then we will collectively manifest a transformation in the type of world and environment we want to live in and experience. Four, no man is an island. No woman, no person is an island. We are all connected. You are not living more than for yourself when you do not take into consideration the other person's perspective. Five, and the last one, do you doubt yourself? Doubt is self-perpetuated belief that you create in your own mind and thinking and projects outwards. So it is your mind's way of controlling you through your own disillusions. So, Sinshuri, please lead us on into where is your focus and give us your perspective. And I already heard the audio snippet. Can you feel it? Because I know I want to hear that once again.
Yes. So what is our challenge? Our challenge is, are you ready for a personal makeover? That's our challenge today. Have you gotten trapped by the complacency bug? I'm getting tongue-tied here. Are you not fulfilling on your dreams, goals, and aspirations? Are you living beyond your own expectations? To move beyond your own internal blocks, you have to be willing to look at and recognize recurring patterns in your own thinking and behaviors. Ultimately, you must focus your attention inward to get at the answers that lie dormant, waiting to be unleashed. And as you said, Tommy, we want to know. We really want to know. That's what we want to know. Can you feel it? Okay? This is our way of acknowledging the innate energy force that is within each of us. If you can feel it, then we want you to call in and share with us your perspective on this topic. Our call-in number is 347-633-9540. You can also type your comments or your questions in our live chat. As always, we're here to listen. We're here to engage. We're here to dialogue. It's a work in progress, not only for us, but for you. This is an opportunity for you to connect, share, contribute, dialogue, and make a difference. All right? So, what are some tools available to help you feel it? What are some tools? Well, I like to call these acceleration tools. And if we go back, say, 10 months ago, we're going to jump back 10 months ago when we first started Oracle Radio and we did our first show, The Beginning of Forever. We outlined a process that we call the 6 Steps to Superconscious Living. It's called our Superconscious Model for Living. And in there, we outline, steps 1 through 6, and step 1 is the recognition step. And that is exactly what this first tool helps you do, the Johari window. It is what I like to call a window of opportunity, okay? That's only one of the tools. Now, we won't have time today in the show to go through all of the tools, but we will focus heavily on the Johari window for a very important reason, and we will use ourselves as the example. But the second tool is meditation. That's another tool to accelerate your personal transformation. And, of course, our superconscious model for living, okay, and another tool that will seemingly become more aware to you what that is as you begin to become more of a conscious living person. the supraconscious awareness. Okay? That is a tool, but it's a tool that emerges in you as you become more and more astute and keen to your own innate wisdom and power. Okay? So it's not something that someone can give to you. It's something you have to learn to manifest, I'll say. Okay? So what is meditation? It leads to what is known as Kundalini awakening. I don't know if you've ever heard of Kundalini awakening, but it's an energy source in you. All of us have it. Some of us are dormant. Some of us are half awake. Some are completely asleep. But whatever the case may be, you can unleash your Kundalini through meditation. Then there is the superconscious model for living, which we have already outlined those 6 steps in our first 7 or 8 shows, I think, from last year. You can always go back and listen to our archive and check that out. Now, we will be releasing our first e-course called Living an Awakened Life, which will delve into that model more deeply and focus in and hone in on each of those steps with some practical techniques and exercises for our Oracle Learning Community members and our listeners and our viewers. And then the superconscious model, superconscious awareness, this is a state of being and living in unity and total oneness. So that is something, it's an experience. It's a tool of experience, will I say. Okay, that's what I'll call it. But for the sake of our first acceleration tool, the Johari Window, Brother Sami is going to outline it because he's used it in more ways than one in his practice as a clinical psychology and other, you know, leadership training and things like that. He's used it many, many times. And working with him and the rest of our listeners, we want to use it to evaluate the Oracle Radio Show and ourselves as hosts and co-hosts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Now, I just want to make sure I'm spelling this out for those of you that are listening, so you can always do your own search on this. And that is J-O-H-A-R-I, window, Johari window. So imagine you're just kind of staring at a piece of paper, and on that paper you're just drawing one large square, 4 lines, boom, 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 done. And then in the middle you break those that one square up into 4 different quadrants. And so you would have in the top left, kind of quadrant 1, top right, quadrant 2, bottom left, quadrant 3, and bottom right, quadrant 4. Now, the Johari window is a tool that I've used in sessions primarily for self-discovery. And the goal is to take what is known to you and to begin to expand it to the next level, and make sure it's known to others, and then make sure that they're aware of those pieces, and you're constantly imagining, if you can imagine, you're making the circle of your own personal influence, the circle of who you are, broader and broader and broader. You're not narrowing yourself down to the smallest pieces of who you are, but you're taking away the boxes. So I want to talk about the top left, which is quadrant 1, and this is generally, you would write down things. You can just write this in bullet form. You would write down what are things that you know about yourself and what are things that others know about you. So say you wrote 10 bullet points down, and you basically highlight, I know that I'm charitable. I know that I can reach out to others. I know I can sometimes be stingy, or I know that sometimes I can be dependable or undependable. You can write down whatever areas that you think or attributes or characteristics that you possess. This does not mean that this is a happy-go-lucky, write all the good things about yourself. Write down some of the challenges that you're working on too. All right? And so you move from quadrant 1, which is top left, to quadrant 2, which is top right. Now, this is things that you know about yourself. Excuse me. This is things known to others, but you may not necessarily know. So this is a box where other people are starting to give some feedback to you. One way that I've done this in sessions is where I'll ask for emails of several friends, maybe of four or five friends, and they would email me with these things like, you know, tell me four or five things about Shinshuri that you are aware of with her, but she's not aware of herself, if that makes sense. So it's kind of a blind spot for the person. Everyone might give off a characteristic that they're very aware of, and then they may give off other signs that they're not aware of. These can be facial expressions. This might be where times where people have said you've been standoffish and you didn't know you were being standoffish, or you were too excitable and they didn't know, you know, you didn't know that. So it's kind of a blind spot. Then you move to quadrant three, which is bottom left. Now, this is a piece that is unknown to others, but you know about yourself. So this is like a very deep personal side of yourself. You know, maybe you know that you're extremely shy. Maybe you know that you're extremely extroverted or introverted. Maybe you have a special interest. Maybe you have a special hobby. Maybe there's something that you think others wouldn't understand. So people keep this part of themselves sometimes very hidden. Okay, so I just want to give you a review. So as you go to quadrant one and you move to quadrant two, you want to expand. And then if you go as you go to quadrant two to quadrant three, you want to expand even more broadly in terms of what you know about yourself. Now we get to quadrant four, which is can be challenging, but it is not impossible. Quadrant four is writing down things that are unknown to you and unknown to others. So you're probably sitting there wondering, how do I write down something that's unknown to me and unknown to others? Well, that's the whole point of the Johari window, is you want to begin expanding the fourth box. You want to begin filling this box up with new discoveries that you have about yourself, and new discoveries because you're more attentive. You're listening to yourself. You're doing some of that metacognition. You're listening to others as you're speaking with them. You can become the observer and the experimenter with yourself. And the whole goal is eventually box one, two, and three, they get smaller. So as box four expands, box one, two, and three get smaller. As box four expands more, one, two, and three get smaller. And it expands so much, box four expands so much, what is unknown to ourselves and others, that it eventually you become a walking example. Some people within certain Gnostic walks within Christianity might say, this is your Christ consciousness, or this is your Buddha mind. And I can try to think of a number of religions that might say, this is you at your highest level of realization, knowing your successes, your challenges, your pros and cons. Everything is out in the open. You are walking a book of truth of yourself, and you know what your limitations are, and then you constantly work on them. So it's not a period at the end of the sentence. It's a series of commas. You're constantly adding on in box four. Now, as Shinshuri and I were talking, and Shinshuri, I want to hear your perspective on this. We were saying that the Johari window does not highlight this. But as box four expands, we also talked about there still being four lines around box four. And Shinshuri, I don't know if you want to talk about that fifth element that we were speaking of.
Yes, I do. Because one thing about the Johari window is that it is a tool. It's a rational tool. And I use the word rational here because it takes a lot of thought to get through it. Okay? But the goal is to get beyond your thoughts, ultimately, and move into the space of being. That's really what we're up to here. And so in that fifth component, beyond the fourth quadrant, the fourth quadrant is more like a gateway or an opening, right, to your fifth. So what some would call, and I know that Dream Master would probably concur, maybe. Yeah, we can ask him. That it's a doorway to the fifth dimension, okay? And so that fourth quadrant, the unknown area, is also a part of the window. Remember, it is a window, which means it has borders, all right? But we don't want to be stuck there. And so the key is to get beyond those four quadrants. And once you step into each area, you begin the process of looking into your inner self, okay? one, two, three, four. And they're very difficult steps to get through. But once you get through them, it opens you up. It plants a seed and spiritually sets you poised, ready to move into an undying abyss that's waiting there deep within, okay? And it opens you up to the power of your true essence. The goal is to break free from the confining box that the window itself represents. It is a box nonetheless, and if you were to extrude it out and make it a cube, then you'd have these four little compartments or rooms, so to speak, right? Or at some point, you have to get outside the box. Most people have heard that common expression, get outside the box, you know. Unlocking each quadrant, the key to unlocking each quadrant is your willingness to be open, your willingness to face the challenge, the greatest challenge you will ever face, okay? And every quadrant that you open, it slowly opens the window pane. So I don't know if you've seen those old-time window panes where you kind of turn the, I forget what they call them, they got this lever on them where you can turn it, you can turn and turn it, slowly opens up the window pane until finally you have this open, bright, shy clearing that you can go through. Or you can see out into the open yard or you know, outside, right? Well, the key is to get past each of those quadrants, but you are the key or the missing link that needs to be opened up. So you're not really, it's a metaphor, so to speak, okay? But it represents, the box itself represents a confining border. And in order to get outside of that, it unleashes possibilities without end, all right? So that's the idea of the fifth component beyond the Johari window. And I did want to take the opportunity for us to use this tool to look at Oracle Radio and us as hosts and co-hosts to make improvements on our show, make improvements on ourselves as individuals, and find out what our listeners are saying and thinking about the show, not only about the show, but what are we projecting out there? Because there is something being projected. The question is, are they listening? Are they watching? Are they tuned in? The key. And so we have a caller online that we'd like to engage with who can help us kind of break through some of the barriers to our own perspective as Oracle Radio hosts and also as for the host for the show as a whole. So I'll let you, Sunny, start with the first quadrant, and we'll use this at the first level of layer of perception, which is the Oracle Radio show as a whole. And then as time permits, we'll delve down into you and I as host and co-hosts from there.
Okay.
We could start with quadrant one, and the idea here is to give you some helpful tips, and also to seek your input as to how we're doing, who we are, what we represent. Is our message consistent? Are we tracking and performing to the level of expectation of our listeners and our viewers? If not, then we need to make some changes. We need to transform, so to speak, right? So it's a tool to help us and enable us and empower us, and at the same time, engage and empower you as well.
And we definitely want to hear from you to be able to expand this conversation. So you want me to just ask those questions of you or as of Shinsuri or of Oracle Radio?
Oracle Radio first, so that we can get at the ins and outs of the show as a whole, and then we can start with me as a co-host and then you as a co-host and then go through it that way. Is our caller on the line? We have a caller on the line. Area code 404, are you there? They might be on mute. I see them here in the queue.
Yeah, they may open up.
Yeah, let us know if you're there, caller.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and get started, and maybe if they jump in.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey, this is Traveler. How are you?
Hey, Traveler, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm out on the road. That's why I have my phone muted. But you guys are doing a great job from what I can tell, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about the show and seeing Sumi break down these four quadrants.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's get started with Oracle Radio. We want to hear from our list. We got some listeners in the chat, and we want to hear from you because this show is about us. It's not just about us as hosts and co-hosts. It's about you as well. And the more we can make this show be an experience that you will enjoy each and every time that you come here, that's what this is about. And to inform you, to educate you, to stimulate your mind. These are a lot of the goals that we say we want to accomplish, but we have to get that feedback from you to know that we are tracking to what we say we want to do, and also making sure that we are providing you with the kind of topics and the type of engaging dialogue that is going to continue to motivate you and stimulate you. So go ahead, Sonny. I'll shut up for now and go ahead.
This is how I want to do it. For those of you that are calling, just make sure you're referencing maybe quadrant one, quadrant two, quadrant three, or quadrant four in terms of where you want to add into this conversation. And for those of you in chat, you can just write Q1 and then your comment, or Q2 and your comment, and Q3, and I'll make sure I explain it before we go into each one. Once again, quadrant one is just talking about this is an open area. This is often referred to as a public area and contains all the information and insight that others know about you and what you know about yourself. So I'm posing the question to you, Shinsuri. I went to Oracle Radio. What do you think that you know about Oracle Radio, and what do you think other people know about Oracle Radio? What are their beliefs? What is their understanding about what the show is about?
Well, I would hope, and I'm gonna give it from the perspective of the host and what we came up as a vision for the show, and then I'm hoping that we're right on and that we'll hear from our listeners, and wherever there is a misalignment, we can get that feedback from them and we can make some improvements and get back on track. Right? We want to get back into our focus. So,
What is your actual gut level feeling about it? What is it that you actually know about it?
I actually feel as though this show is an open dialogue where anybody, no matter what religion you come from, whether you're Christian, you're Buddhist, you're atheist, you Catholic, Hindu, it doesn't matter what walk of life, male or female, what culture you might come from, what languages you might speak or don't speak or whatever, that this show is an opportunity for you to learn, to get in an uncompromising sometimes dialogue with about topics that may be fruitful to you, that may be stimulating to you, that can provoke you to be the best you that you can be in this world and beyond, and make this and manifest a new type of living experience because of our co-creative, collaborative desire to really get into the hearts and minds of other people who are out there who are just reflections of ourselves. So that is my heartfelt perspective on that first quadrant.
Okay, and I want to answer some of that question myself. And as you look at the chat, you can feel free to jump in, and if anyone's highlighting anything about Q1. What I know about Oracle Radio is, and I don't want to reiterate everything that Shinsuri said, because I definitely agree with that, it is an open place where people can share and dialogue about whatever their concern is, and they can bring their truth to this place. I think I know Oracle Radio is a place where people can build out their understanding of themselves. Oracle Radio, that I know, is a new format for Shinsuri and myself for us to explore these topics live and on air with you, because we don't fully know all of the answers. We're constantly pulling the veil back. And so I know that I am being changed by this process, that I'm learning more by this process. and I'm engaging more. I'm coming out of my own thinking, and I'm beginning to project my own personal philosophy of life. And it's becoming more concrete for me the more I discuss those topics to the world.
Go ahead. There's some comments coming in from some of the chatters.
Please,
but
thank you.
I'll let you go ahead and finish what you're saying, and then I'll just add in what they're saying for that first quadrant.
Okay. The last thing that I know and others know is that we are constantly exploring new ways that we can expand Oracle Radio. We can get into the conversations that you really want to hear. I know that sometimes we hit it probably right on the target, and other times we're still looking for that voice. And I know that we're expanding our consciousness to constantly get to that place where this almost every show we have is hitting you right at the soul of who you are. So I know that we're heading in that direction. Even if we don't always hit it, I know we're heading in that direction. Please give us whatever comments are out there.
Yes. Okay, so Dream Master's chiming in, and he's saying Oracle is so there, more so than others who say they are outside the box. Just his observation, or he's saying my own personal observation. Then he goes on and he says, lots of strange things going on. Growth, he feels that there's growth here. He also goes on to say, I don't entirely know Oracle in full circle. I still like to be a guest on the show. Yes, that's what
All right.
this show is about. I mean, it's like this show is not about us being sages on the stage, being the all their all will, all knowledge, power, and all creativity and wisdom has to come through us. No, this show is about us saying to the world that I am just a small microcosm of the creative force that's in all of us, and that I'm only a piece of that. Imagine what we could do if we were all in alignment. Okay, and that means getting out here, every one of our listeners, and being a part of this co-creative process, because it's going to get better because we are all involved. If it's only coming from me and Summy, well, quite frankly, it gets boring and dull. I personally think that. Like, I think that's what all of these talk show hosts are doing. They become the know-it-be-all. I think everyone can shine. Everyone can get out there and be the beacons of hope that the world is waiting for. And that's my truth about Oracle Radio. That's what I feel. That's what I want. That's what I want to manifest. I want to manifest a co-creative, collaborative, unified world experience where everyone is making a difference, not just for themselves, but for everybody. And I hope that Oracles of Truth will continue to shape and transform and adapt organically to the wills of the people, the listeners, the viewers, the members who come in and make a contribution that it takes on a life of its own. And that we really don't have to, you know, we're just here guiding and leading the way, but bringing more leaders right on. There's room for all of us to be leaders. And so that's really where I'm at on that.
Okay. Well, thank you. And as we move to quadrant two, I want to give a brief definition, but it's very important that folks in the chat and anyone that chooses to call in, I think Traveler was on the line, that this is the part where we're not speaking as much because we're asking your opinions about our presentation here. So quadrant two is considered the blind spot. This is potentially the blind spot in Shinsuri and somebody's thinking and presentation and how we engage our listeners. So this is a semi-open area. Information contained here is hidden basically from our view and our awareness. We are unaware of this information, and basically you hear this as the listeners, and so we want to hear your opinions. What is it that is perhaps unknown to us, but it's known to you, our listeners? And sincerely, I don't know how we can possibly really comment on quadrant two, because we're trying to expand our awareness with this. So
yes, we really can't. We have to hear from our callers that's on the line. We have to hear from our listeners in the chat. You have to tell us where you see obvious blind spots. And what we mean by that, all right, when we talk about blind spots, we talk about things that are projected by us, either as host, co-host, or as Oracle Radio as a whole, that limits our effectiveness to be at 100% and beyond every time. What can we do to make improvements? So this is what we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say, because what you say will help shape the show so that it is continuously a remarkable experience for everyone who comes and dials in and listens to us. So any comments from our listeners in our live chat as well as on the line? We'd like to take our caller who called in to see what are some blind spots that you've noticed about Oracle Radio, either the show as a whole or me, Shinshiri, as the host, and some of the co-hosts, where we can make improvements in our show, in our presentation.
Hello, this is Traveler.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Like I said, I'm out on the road, so excuse the noise a little bit in the background that you may be hearing. I have to say that I think that Oracle Radio has opened a forum where people can come and feel comfortable about sharing ideas and finding new information and sharing with one another. I think that is the most important thing that people have not had a chance to do, or they don't get to do it as often without criticism or ridicule from others. And I think that people would become more open if they do that and feeling welcome to the Oracle Radio show. And I think that you guys are doing a great job of that, and I want you to keep doing it. And we'll keep inviting more people and making them feel comfortable.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that. Dreammaster's chiming in as well, one of our favorites, and we've got to get him on the show to talk about that fifth dimension. I'm so anxious to talk about that fifth dimension. I really do. But he's saying, I don't think I've changed anything. To tell you the truth, you guys are doing fine. I see and feel, okay, and he says that I see and feel no blind spots. This is what one of our listeners is saying. And that's what it's all about, sharing and learning together. Not speaking at, sharing with is what he's talking about. So I really appreciate those comments. This is our attempt to stay on track, to make sure we're focused. And if we're not, if we ever get out of focus, we want our listeners to tell us, because if we're not doing what is going to motivate and stimulate you and make you the greater you can be, then we are not doing what we set out to do, and that is to transform the world and ourselves in the process. So that's what we're up to.
You know what, and hopefully this doesn't sound selfish, I basically can't grow unless they're growing. I want to grow. I want to expand my awareness, my consciousness, and if our callers are not growing at or faster than the same rate as we are, then I really feel like we are not fully doing our service. So I know I want to get down with some new learning and some new perspectives, and so I've got to hear from our listeners, and I continue to get that feedback and continue to build out our guest hosts for the Oracle Spots, Radio Spots. So thank you for the caller and for what was out there on chat. Is there anything else out there in chat?
No, just some dialogue. I'm not sure if this was directed at us or if it was directed at someone in a chat, but it said in big bold letters, don't cancel it. I don't know if that was directed at us or someone else. It looked like there's some dialogue going on. I'm not sure if that was for us or not. But we don't intend on canceling. So if anyone thought that was what we were doing this for, no, that's not what we're doing. We're just wanting to get feedback and make sure we are focusing and staying on top and staying on top of the direction, the focus that we need to be on to make this an enriching experience for everybody. So let's move on to some tips that we need to share with you. For Quadrant 1, and this is a tip that I definitely want to make sure that we get across. Most people worry about being too rash in their self-disclosure, okay? It is presumed that disclosing harmless items builds trust, and disclosing information which could damage people respecting you can put you in a position of weakness. This is what I have to say about that, and this is just only a tip. A word of caution. This level of thinking is based on rational thought, and I'm saying rational, not irrational. Rational thought. Rational thought is irrational. When it comes to the level of spiritual awareness that we're talking about, rational thought is irrational, okay? So this suggests an element of fear, okay? And remember, to get where we say you need to be fully awakened and self-expressed, you have to get fear out of the way, okay? It can also perpetuate an inauthentic way of being and disconnectedness. So those are just some tips. Some words of caution for you. When you start thinking, well, if I share too much, people are going to look at me. That get that thinking out of your head. Okay, this is about openness, connectedness, unity, and oneness, all right? If you're there, there's not going to be any judgments on you, okay? That's all I got to say about that. For another tip for the blind spot, quadrant two, is be careful in the way you give feedback, okay? Some cultures have a very open and accepting approach to feedback, and then others don't. Be careful with giving that feedback under the guise that you're helping someone when the feedback was not asked for, okay? You can cause irreparable offense if you offer personal feedback to somebody who has not asked for that feedback, okay, and they're not open to it. Be sensitive. Start gradually. That's a tip. It's a caution for as you use this tool. But remember, it is a tool and it has limitations. So we're going to go on to quadrant three. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Quadrant three. I want to give you a little bit of the definition first. Quadrant three, once again, is things that are unknown to others, maybe to the list, but it is known to ourselves. So there's still a hidden quality here, unknown to others but known to ourselves. So quadrant three, once again, this is a hidden area. The information contained here is hidden from others. Only kind of we at Oracle Radio know some of these hidden pieces here, some of these projections, our intentions, our ideas, and our information. This might be considered the third layer of our identity awareness. So I want to pose that question to you, Centuri, in terms of Oracle Radio. What do you believe is known to you about Oracle, but is maybe unknown to our listeners?
Unknown? Well, I'm going to have to share this because this is an unknown, all right? And it's one of the unknowns that I know, but I want to see, after I share this, if others actually knew that, because we need you to be honest here, because we don't. The reason why I label this unknown is because we don't want to lead you to the answers. We want you to discover those answers. A part of our dialogue is about self-discovery, okay? And so we don't always want to tell you how, what we want to just we want to give you a new way of thinking, a new experience of living, a new way of being and communicating. But we don't want to tell you how to go about doing it because that's up to you. But we do want you to recognize the signs, the road signs that are out there. Just like you drive down the street and you see a road sign that says the next exit in 2 miles is, you know, Budapest or whatever, wherever you might be going, or Arden Mall, Fair, you know, Howe Avenue or whatever. There are road signs out there. And those road signs give you direction, but they don't tell you where your destination is, okay? So that's what we try to do here at Oracle Radio. So here is one of the hidden layers, okay? And the hidden layer that we promulgate a lot, and it's a subliminal message that we send every time, is that you have to get outside the multiple identities that you have created in your own life. That is a hidden message that we try to communicate a lot, because we, you know, all of us at some point in our life and a lot of us are a victim of it even now, is that we assume this identity and we assume that that's who we are. You know, me, Tamay, you know, my real name, the birth name that I was given. But then when I come on the show, I don't even call myself Tamay. I call myself Shinshuri, okay,
right,
which is a whole nother layer of identity. That's a whole nother layer that sets me apart from the identity that my parents gave me. But that's not my identity either. So this is where I was going with that. Okay, so that's – and so to our listeners, as you're listening to that hidden message that we sometimes send, especially with this whole step one, recognize your true identity and recognize – and the whole Johari window being a tool of acceleration to help you do that – that is a subliminal message that we don't come out and say directly, but we say it indirectly in certain ways, because we want to help guide you, but we don't want to tell you what to do. So that's a hidden message. So any our callers, our listeners, tell us if that is something you knew before I actually shared it with you.
Okay, is this her?
Yes.
While some folks may be calling or chatting on that, I want to mm-hmm. highlight a few pieces with that, unless there's something
okay.
sitting there right now.
No.
Let's see.
No, I don't see any comments coming in. They're still talking about the sharing piece and
okay.
Quadrants 1 and 2. So just maybe, you know, because remember, Blog Talk Radio has a slow lag a little bit, so they may not have heard everything that I've shared just now.
Gotcha.
So go ahead and okay. highlight what you've got to say.
I'll give them a moment. So if we're talking about Quadrant 3, which is some hidden aspects, what is known to us but not necessarily known to listeners and folks out in chat, is that Shinshuri and I have we live our lives and topics come to mind. I could be in the line at a store purchasing an item. I could be at a park. I could be playing with, you know, hanging outside, playing catch with my boys or anything, and show topics come to mind, something on the news. So there's a process of self-discovery that we try to be cognizant of and put ourselves in awareness of and say, huh, I wonder what that would sound like as a show topic. And so I'll get a call from Shinshuri maybe late at night, early in the morning, and she'll share an idea with me. I'll do the same thing with her and say, well, you know, what do you think about this? And there's a lot of energy in our conversation around it. And so not everything in our conversations make it to this point, but some of those conversational pieces make it in. So as you look at our show titles that we come up with, these are based on just living life. We're not looking at a chapter, you know, chapter 18 and getting a thought from there. We're just living our lives, and show topics come to mind. And some of them have enough energy where we'll bring it to the forum to see what our listeners have to say, and others may not make it, you know, while we're still thinking about it. So that's a hidden process. Some of our process of how we come to these ideas is hidden to you. We completely know how we engage around it, but I don't think we've shared as much as with that. And so that's even a point that we may want to get into, since Shinshuri is saying, hey, here's the show topic, and here's where it came from. 2 a.m, I woke up in the middle of a dream, and boom, or I was in line, or I was XYZ, and, you know, somebody said this, and Shuri said that, and a new topic was born. So I'd like to disclose a little bit more of that to our listeners.
Okay, sure thing. Okay, so we have a couple of posts that came through. I got a little bit more direction from our chatters saying what was the comments for Q3. And one of the comments for Q3 was that's where we share and expand each other in terms of recognizing who you are within ourselves and out from us to others, right? So that does touch point on Q3, the hidden identity, right? Getting beyond the false identity that you think you are, the costume, pull off the mask, take the costume off, you know, and that's really what it is. The skin that you're in is just the costume, right? It ain't really who you are. It's just what you put on in this life, right? So that's part of where I was going with that. And then some of the other comments were, we are here to share. We learn together. No one knows everything. we may know more than some, but never all of it. And I would agree with that statement. And in fact, I would say that each of us are like pieces of the puzzle of life. So if life was the big picture and each of us had a piece of it, our piece, if it's missing, it can never be complete. That's what I'm going to say about that. Okay, go ahead. Let's go on into now I'm going to share a tip for Q3 so that we can get through Q4. We can get through Q4, okay? So the tip for Q3 was there is a seemingly hidden notion that others do not know, or you think that others do not know about your projected identity. However, you can never be sure that your hidden area is truly hidden. The reality is that you believe that, maybe, maybe not, that your hidden area is undisclosed to others, but that may not be the actual truth of what others perceive, although you may think no one knows. All right, I'm going to just, y'all might have to hear that again, hear this one more time to really get all of that. Intuition, I just want everyone to know, intuition is rampant. All have the power to know, all of us. The real challenge is learning how to channel your energy for maximum effectiveness in a positive way. Okay? So go ahead, Sonny, on to Q4.
Okay. With quadrant 4, this is where the lines start to fade and we start to go into the stratosphere a little bit, or at least the subconscious or the superconscious. Earlier, Shinshori mentioned three areas. She mentioned meditation, superconscious model for living, and supraconscious awareness. Quadrant 4 says these are the things, if you're going to write down little points about yourself, these are the unknown pieces that I know about me, and these are the unknown pieces that others know about me. So when you get your pen to paper, you might draw a blank. So what some people may do is use meditation to bring out these unexplored parts of yourself. People may engage in therapy to explore these unengaged parts of themselves. They may begin to, diary. I have a diary to begin to explore. Some people might do like free association to begin, what are these deeper elements of myself that I want to begin getting into? So I don't know if we have any specific answers as to what is unknown about Oracle Radio, what is unknown about Shinshori and Sumi in terms of this process, but I know it's given us something to think about to at least put ourselves in the mindset. If you don't have anything to write down, put yourself in the mindset of what is completely unknown to you and take time and be aware for those things to be come to fruition for you. Listen to it. Write it down. So your thoughts or any chat out there on that, Shinshori?
Okay, so we've got some unknowns. We don't know, and you don't know either.
No answers.
Where do we go with that? I say we go within, because that's where all the answers are going to come from anyway, right? And somebody, you're gonna get a epiphany is what they like to call it sometimes. I call it an angelical moment, right? This, and here it is. Angelical moment for me is like what people call an epiphany. An angelical moment is when you get contacted. And there's a difference between being contacted and being visited. But anyway, those are the unknown areas. Get into a space where you can get contacted. That's what I'm talking about. And we had a final comment coming in from Dream Master saying, again, wonderful work. So we're going to have to explore the unknown area more and more, and we hope that you will help us be a part of this process as we unleash and discover new uncharted waters for Oracle Radio in the unknown area. So we have to conclude because we're coming up on the top of the hour. Our last tip at this stage in the process of identity projection, you will have progressed at a new stage of readiness where you can now begin to discover yourself beyond your projected identity layers. Those are the key tips. I'm not going to go over them again for the sake of time. But there's the final point that we want to make. Beyond the Johari window, there is a door of opportunity. a window. The window itself is the opportunity. Don't get stuck and complacent by the fact that you're peering or looking through the window. If you stand just at the window looking through, you never get outside. So use the keys that are within you, all right, to unlock those quadrants and open yourself up to a whole new realm of possibilities. The goal is to break free from the confining box that the window represents itself. Unlocking each quadrant begins the process of opening the window pane to allow for fuller access to the depths of knowledge available to you. It represents an abyss of never-ending possibilities for creation. Okay, so that's what we want to leave you with. I want to remind you, we broadcast biweekly on Saturdays in the week when we're not broadcasting live. You can listen to our archive here in Block Talk Radio on iTunes, or visit us on the Oracle Learning Community. And you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and now Ustream. We did broadcast our Ustream video live. You can chat with us biweekly on Saturdays. 30 minutes before the show, we broadcast for 15 minutes to give you a chance to meet us, talk with us, dialogue about things that you're that are important to you.
Sure.